14-year-old Nathaniel Brazil was convicted of second-degree murder on Wednesday in the shooting death of a teacher. He'll be sentenced on June 29th. Brazil faces 25 years to life in prison with no possibility of parole. His case, as well as that of 14-year-old Lionel Tate, convicted of first-degree murder in the death of a 6-year-old girl, has put a new focus on juveniles who are serving time in adult prisons. They're often there because efforts at rehabilitation have failed. One Minnesota prison is trying to break that cycle with an unusual new activity for its younger inmates. From the correctional facility in St. Cloud, Minnesota Public Radio's Jeff Horwich reports.
The path from the cells on D Block to the educational unit drops down a steep stairway into the yellow basement halls of the prison, through the usual steel doors and checkpoints and the rowdy echoes of passing groups of inmates. Ascending another stairway into the unit, 24 young inmates, 17 and 18 years old, are gathered in a bland and quiet activity room. Every Thursday since October, Department of Corrections guards have brought them to this room and given them needles. 18-year-old Lance Mayberry wasn't instantly pleased when told he'd be using the needles and thread to make quilts.
Everything they first throw at us, we always say, oh, no, no, we don't want to do that, oh, no. But after a while, you know, you get to feeling like, hey, this ain't so bad, you know what I'm saying? This isn't too a negative thing. This is really actually a positive thing, and it helps us, you know, get through the day. It kind of makes us more peaceful.
Mayberry has been here 18 months for robbery. In his lap now, he holds a small pillow, partially embroidered with the words, Ms. Mayberry, a Mother's Day gift. Since last year, all teenage men sentenced as adults in Minnesota come here to St. Cloud, to the cells of Unit D, Gallery 31. And since October, the state's toughest young criminals have been sentenced to quilt. Now, 5 quilts, 6 aprons, and a few tiny pillows later, they say they're really taking to quilting. 17-year-old Wyatt Jackson has been incarcerated for 7 months, also for robbery.
The quilting and stuff, we get time to do that on our free time, and then that keep us out of trouble, mostly with, you know, the older guys or something. We probably get into it, but none of that don't happen really with the youth offenders. We try to stay out of that stuff. That's what the program is about, to help us stay away from the negativity in here. So
the quilts and aprons are one part of an experimental program designed specifically for the needs of the young inmates sent to this adult prison. Carol Brueggemann, the motherly quilting teacher, sits among her charges, who were jailed from everything from homicide to breaking and entering. But she says she prefers not to think of them by their crime. The inmates turn to her for advice now as they sew, though they weren't always eager to learn this skill.
But I pointed out that in our society, men have been the sewers for a long time. They were the tailors and the sailmakers in our society and did some of the more commercial type of sewing before women did, and that they all just really took to it. What you saw today was how they really feel about it. They sit quietly, they sew, they ask for help when they need it, they help each other when they can.
A consultant on restorative justice programs with the U.S. Justice Department, Kay Pranis, says this is the first she's heard of quilting as a prison activity. But it fits her image of effective and creative rehabilitation.
Another important concept in a restorative approach is building a sense of competency. And so for these kids to be involved in creating something that they can see visually and they can sort of measure it as it grows gives them a sense of being capable of doing something positive.
The quilts these inmates are making are sturdy and warm and are meant to be used. Local women's shelters have been more than happy to accept the handmade offerings. The 26 young inmates recently packed into a crowded room at the prison for a ceremony held under a banner proclaiming Crime Victims' Rights Week. 18-year-old Chris Bouchard, in prison for a drive-by shooting, gave a short speech.
I hope that the family and the child that received these quilts, you know, will be able to use these quilts, you know, for a long time and maybe realize that some of the people in here that are trying to give back to society are trying to change for the better.
Then Deb Schrader of the Central Minnesota Task Force on Battered Women stepped forward to accept a large blue denim quilt on behalf of women escaping violence in their own lives.
They will come sometimes in the middle of the night with just what they have on their backs. And what that means is the kids are leaving a lot of their favorite toys, their favorite clothes, what has meant so much to them in their lives.
It will be many months or even years before most of the young men who made this quilt will return to the outside. When they do, a post-release research program will track their progress to assess whether Minnesota's extra investment has done something more than just teach inmates how to sew. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Horwich in St. Cloud, Minnesota.